America Weekend.
Hello, Piscataway.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. My next guest has been informing audiences about the weather for several decades. He first made his mark in the New York City area beginning in the early 1980s on WWOR-TV. He quickly became a part of pop culture as well. Currently, based on the West Coast, he can be heard doing the weather around the country and around the world on 24/7 News. It is a pleasure to say hello, and I had to get that in, to Lloyd Lindsey Young. Lloyd, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure. Hello, New York City. Hello, Ed. And gosh, I'm excited to be on your show, Ed. It's really a thrill.
This is terrific. When I first started this show last summer, I keep a list of people I really want to have on the show someday list. It's in a little book, and your name has been near the top of that list since day one. I have always admired your skills as a broadcaster. What always struck me is your ability to inform, communicate, and when the situation called for it, to have a little fun as well. That's quite a combination.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. I call it infotainment. And, you know, when so much of the news is depressing. So I always felt that my job as a television weather person was, if the weather wasn't serious, to add a little bit of levity to it, to have a little fun with it. And that's where I came up with weather pointers and as I like to say, my whole shtick. But on the other hand, when the weather was serious, I take meteorology very seriously. And, in the New York area, we went through blizzards, and I even went through a hurricane in the mid-80s, the Hurricane Gloria.
Gloria, so, yep.
Oh, yeah. I was, out on Long Island covering that. And, when the weather's serious, I think a weather person, there's no room for fooling around. But, you know, there's dull days, especially out here in the Bay Area. But when the weather's serious, it's time to knuckle under and get it right.
Now, you started in radio, as most people do. Tell me how it all started for you.
Oh, it all started for me in a small radio station out in the California desert in Mojave, California. And believe it or not, we had one of these rare radio stations with only 100 watts. My joke is, I had light bulbs at home that were more powerful. It all started there. I was willing to go anywhere and work cheap. And in those days, you're hired, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And after about 3 months, a gentleman was driving through from the major market of Bakersfield.
Wow.
And he said, "How would you like to come to Bakersfield, California, and do our overnight show at KWAC Radio, which was top 40? Quack! It had ducks on the checks." So, that's how it all kind of started. And, Ed, I did 10 years in radio before I made the transition to television.
And radio is such an amazing medium. It is the most intimate of all the media because it really is just that connection between you and that one listener. And it allows you so many different opportunities to make a connection with the person who's listening on the other end.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. As I like to say, I try to paint the word picture. I sound like a sportscaster there, but, I try to explain everything that's going on in the most accurate way and entertaining way at times. But, I grew up in Los Angeles, and I used to, getting back to how it all started, I would would be with my transistor radio or out with my friends in the car listening to stations like KFWB and KRLA and some of the old rock stations, and my friends were more interested in the music, and I was more interested in the disc jockeys. So when I'd be home at night, I would listen to people like Bob Eubanks, who went on to the New
Sure.
Games and Wink Martindale and people like that. And I thought, I want to do that. So really, I wanted to be a disc jockey, and weather was a hobby. And moving forward to Salt Lake City, I was at a rock station, KNAK, in those days. And I became friends with one of the television meteorologists at the NBC affiliate, and he said, you know, Lloyd, have you ever thought about doing television? I said, I don't have the looks to do that. Yes, you do. So to make a long story short, I ended up at KIFI Television, the NBC affiliate in Idaho Falls, and that was in the early 70s. So that was my transition from radio to television. So I kind of combined my, my hobby, which was weather, with my career, which was broadcasting.
And then we fast forward a bit, 1983. New York City beckons, WWOR-TV, and a stint that lasted 13 years for you. That must have been such a thrill and quite an opportunity for you to come to the number one market in the country.
Yeah, well, I got to back it up if you don't mind.
Sure.
Actually, I went to KGO Television first, Channel 7 in San Francisco, and I was discovered by the general manager, a gentleman that's still alive. His name is Jim Osborne, and he and his kids would go skiing in Sun Valley, and his teenage boys said, hey, Dad, take a look at this guy. You got to see this guy. So one day, you know, I'm sitting around in a small market television station, and Jim Osborne calls me up and says, hi, Lloyd, I'm general manager. And I thought, yeah, you know, it's a joke. You fantasize about that. So really, New York was extremely exciting, but truthfully, the turning point in my career was going from market 168 to number 5, which is the San Francisco Bay Area.
That's a heck of a jump, yeah.
I was hired as the weekend weathercaster. Then New York happened.
Now, when you were in New York, your personality and your talent allowed you, and it almost forced you into different areas. I remember you appearing on Howard Stern's syndicated television show. You also did a couple of movies in and around that time. Tell me a couple of the films that you were in.
I really appreciate you remembering that. All of a sudden, I got a call from the producers of the movie Working Girl with Melanie Griffith, Harrison Ford, and I didn't really have to do anything. I had an agent at the time, and 20th Century Fox and the producers just said, we want Lloyd to be the weatherman when Harrison Ford and Melanie Griffith wake up in a hotel room the next morning after their little rendezvous, and we want him in the background on television. Believe it or not, I'm still getting these little teeny residual checks.
Uh-huh.
And then the other movie I did was never theatrically released, but it was released on video, and it's called Life in the Food Chain, and it didn't really, you know, we shot it in New Jersey, and I had one line as a psychiatrist.
Wow.
So I sat there for 8 hours repeating the same line until the director got the right take, and my line was, so what's troubling you today? You know, it was just a very, very brief cameo type deals.
You appear in a Beastie Boys song, do you not?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
And that was quite an amazing thing. They called me up. And frankly, you know, I didn't really know exactly who they were at the time. They had some lines that I recorded, you know, hello, Brooklyn, or it's got a funky beat or whatever. And the name of the album is Paul's Boutique, so
right.
That was a thrill, too. But my children, my two teenage girls, were very disappointed because I didn't get their autograph, you know. Another thing that was kind of cool, that happened to me, I was at a New York Mets baseball game, and George Carlin came up to me. You know, I said, oh, it's you. And he introduced himself. He said, you know, Lloyd, I'm doing an HBO special, What Am I Doing in New Jersey? And I'd like you to come over here and introduce me. So I had the thrill of meeting George Carlin.
Wow.
And introduced him on one of his HBO specials. So, but the way we met was so quirky because I'm just sitting in the stands at a Mets game.
Right.
You know, Channel 9, we were the Mets station.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And Carlin comes up to me out of the blue. It was really a thrill because George, as you know, was a fabulous comedian.
He was amazing. Now, how has the science of forecasting changed over all of these years that you've been working?
Well, the computer models, the long-range computer models, which are, just complicated mathematics that these, you know, all of this data is poured into these models. So now, you know, our 5 and 7 day forecasts are more and more accurate. When I first started out, we were lucky to get 3 days right. It's not so much the satellite pictures, not so much the radar, but it's the computer models, the complicated math that goes into figuring out exactly what the upper air patterns are going to do, etc. So, however, I don't believe in these long-range forecasts. I mean, for example, these 30 to 90-day
right.
forecasts, as far as I'm concerned, they're a coin flip. Things like the Farmer's Almanac is for entertainment only. There's no accuracy really with that. Anything beyond 10 days is just a guess.
Well, once again, catch Lloyd and his forecasts on 24/7 News, which is available around the world via iHeartRadio. It's been such a pleasure to have a chance to chat with the one.
It's been a thrill to be on with you, for sure.
This has been, I mean, because you were a part of my household back in the 1980s. It's been terrific having you on. Lloyd, continued success. Thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, and continued good luck and success to you. I can't wait to hear your program every weekend now.
I appreciate it, Lloyd. Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalecki, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you get more done without working more? Don't wait for the pot to boil.
Magdalena Halford of LiveMyBestLife.com says she took a break from work to make a cup of tea. While waiting for the kettle to boil, she washed dishes, cleaned her counter, and did some filing.
She says that if you pay attention, there are lots of these little clusters of time in your day.
Most people don't notice them. They just pass by. It's a lost opportunity.
Instead of wasting them, develop the habit of using them wisely.
Maintain a punch list of tasks that will only take a minute or two to accomplish.
Make the most of your spare minutes. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Gross overcharging, bed bugs, and now motel room surgery. What's the odds when your bike is parked for the night you'll find a bone saw inside the shower? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Forget all about bed bugs. Consider your next rented crash bin may have previously been used for surgery by a dude with a gallon-sized syringe and a packet of crazy glue. He claimed to be a doctor or the optometrist who does quickie portable lasing. Still, if the biker's motel room was previously used to perform an autopsy, one could forget all about falling plaster, room roaches, sticky carpet, hidden cameras. Dude, where is my sleeping bag? Your passport to the open.